At the top of the news this Tuesday morning, emergency crews have worked through the night around the wreck of a stricken cruise ship, even as hope wavers for the 29 people still missing. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Six people are known to have died after the Costa Concordia crashed into rocks off Italy's west coast on Friday night. Concordia's owners have blamed the ship's captain, Francesco Schettino, for the wreck. They say he changed course without authorization, bringing the vessel too close to the shores of Giglio, a tiny island tourist resort off the coast of Tuscany. Schettino has been detained on suspicion of manslaughter, and a judge is due to decide later today whether the 52-year-old should continue to be held. Contributing editor for budget travel magazine Fran Golden says there are many questions for the inquiry into the accident to answer.
Why weren't the watertight container doors closed? There are procedures that would be followed if a lot of water was coming into the ship that should have prevented a ship from tipping over and basically sinking.
Meanwhile, concern is growing that the ship could cause an ecological catastrophe if it breaks up and sheds its fuel. The Italian government has announced it will declare a state of emergency over the incident and provide funding to help avert any environmental disaster. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.